The title of my talk is Photon Number Laser Beam Detector at Telecom Wavelengths. I'm from the National Institute of Information and Communication Technology in Japan. At first, I mention our purpose and motivation for developing photon number laser beam detector at Telecom Wavelengths, and I explain our methods and principle of system, and describe the results of carrier number distribution for the carrier number distribution. Okay. Let me briefly mention our background. It took about 50 years to reach the channel limit by using turbo coding and data processing, since the channel has established his basic theory. And in 1995, new capacity limit was given by Horrible, incorporating quantum behaviors. And my collaborator, Dr. Sasaki, theoretically predicted that even in small bits, we can get the coding gain. And finally, in 2003, our group has demonstrated this new principle to beat the channel limit at first time. The key is to use the quantum computer in the decoding process. In that time, we used the quantum computer consists of linear optics, but now we are developing more realistic photonic quantum computers. Basic building blocks of it as follows. The main components of this circuit are non-classical lights, homodyne detectors, and photon number laser beam detectors. As far as technical concern, our group has obtained good quality of squeezed state. The current problem is the lack of photon number laser beam detectors. I mention here again the theoretical prediction says it is possible to establish a multi-purpose optical quantum computer by combining the photon number laser beam detectors and non-classical light in feedback system. Moreover, such a detector at telecom wavelengths has a big affinity for the modern telecom infrastructure, and we can avoid the attenuation of the signal when the optical fiber is used for delay line as a data storage. Therefore, photon number laser beam detector at telecom wavelengths is very important. When we think about the photon number laser beam detector, there are some promising candidates. VLPC has a high quantum efficiency and resolution for visible light, and the superconducting transition edge sensor developed in NIST has a high responsivity for the telecom wavelengths. These devices have high potential, but the special fabrication and process are necessary. On the other hand, our strategy is very simple, combining the indium gallium arsenide pin-hole diode with a low-noise charge integration amplifier operating at cryogenic temperature. Okay. Conceptual view of our detector is shown here. We name it as a charge integration photon detector, CIPD. Electron and hole pair are produced in the pin-hole diode with a high linearity and efficiency, and photocarriers are accumulated to the gate electrode of the pre-amplifier. In this case, we use a gallium arsenide junction FET, and this part is cooled at 4.2 Kelvin to reduce the thermal noise and leakage current. And JFET operates as a source follower, and output voltage is given at this equation. And CF is the input capacitance of the CIPD, and the GM is the source follower gain. Such a charge integration amplifier is filtered through the measurement cylinders. Liquid dots, levels, and fluctuations correspond to the electric charge and output voltage and the noise of the amplifier, respectively. And small cylinder capacity corresponds to the low input capacitance of the amplifier, and it can produce a high gain. And when we use such an integration amplifier, we use the correlation double sampling. And the correlation double sampling, the CDS, has two kinds of filter effects. And measurement every integration time of t is expressed as like this, and it acts as a comb filter. And moreover, if light is pulse shaped, we can average the output voltage almost the integration time of t, and this procedure is expressed like this, and it works as a low pass filter. Okay. And this figure shows the conceptual experiment setup of our experiment. Okay. Heavily attenuated 2.5 millisecond pulses are induced to the detector through a single mode fiber with a focuser. Coupling efficiency is about 80%. And this part is the indium gallium arsenide, whose diameter is 30 micrometers. And this part is the gallium arsenide junction CTs. And this block is installed the cryostat and cooled at 4.2 Kelvin. And the gate width with the gallium arsenide junction CT is 5 micrometers, and length is 10 micrometers. And its capacitance of the JFET is 0.037 picofarad at 4.2 Kelvin, and the source flow gain is almost 1. These gate sizes are selected for the purpose of reducing the noise. The capacitance of the indium gallium arsenide pinhole diode is 0.017 picofarad at 4.2 Kelvin. I have to mention that as the wavelengths of the pinhole diode reduced to the 50-40 nanometers when the pinhole diode was cooled at 4.2 Kelvin. Total input capacitance of the CIPD is 0.54 picofarad, so even a single electrical charge makes 3 microvolts as output voltage. So, on the other hand, this figure shows the noise spectrum of our CIPDs, and this histogram shows the output voltage fluctuation of the CIPD in that condition at 40 Hz. And output voltage is converted into photo electron numbers, and standard deviation of the CIPD is estimated as 0.28 electrons, and we will obtain the signal-to-noise ratio about 3. Okay, this figure shows the output waveform of the CIPD. The red line is the low data, and green line is the average one. The numbers in the figure correspond to the accumulated photocarrier estimated from the step. And please show the friendly your friendly eyes this figure. This figure shows the photocarrier number distribution with a resolution of 0.1 electrons. Red lines is a fitting curve, and given as this equation, Pn is the person distribution with an average photocarrier number of n. The sigma is the standard deviation, referring to the noise of the CIPDs. Sigma is estimated as 0.3. And much peak structure can be recognized in up to 6 electrons, and quantum efficiency is of our CFD is 80% for 1530 nanometers. And this figure shows the photocarrier number distribution with a resolution of 1 electron. This histogram agrees well with the theoretical curve of Poisson distribution. And this data also means that our CAPD has a wide dynamic range. The repetition frequency of the CAPD is as low as 40 Hz at present. However, it doesn't mean the CAPD cannot respond to faster phenomena. The CAPD can be used for the measurement of the photon number in ultra short pulse because of no multiplication process. In other words, no dead time in the detectors. To demonstrate it, we did 2 simple tests. At first, to show the ability of the counting the photon in short pulse, we used a 2 nanosecond pulse that were binary intensity modulated and tried to measure the non-Poissonian distribution of this pulse train. The second test is a simultaneous irradiation of the 2 kinds of pulse. From this, the result of this test, we can confirm the no dead time in the detectors. Okay, I mention here again let's move on the result of the first test. The pulse width is 10 seconds, and the wavelength is 13 nanometers, and the repetition frequency is 40 Hz, and we tried to measure the non-Poissonian distribution of this pulse train. This distribution was obtained after the measurement of 1 cycle, and this distribution cannot fit it with the Poisson distribution. So, to express it quantitatively, we use the chi-square test. The chi-square value of this distribution is 0.308. On the other hand, we divided this data according to modulation timing. We obtained 2 distributions. Multi-peak structure can be seen in these distributions, and the chi-square value of these distributions are 0.03 respectively. So, as a result, CAPD can be applied for the measurement of the short pulse and identify the bulkiest photon statistics. Okay, in this case, 2 kinds of pulse are irradiated to the CAPD simultaneously. One is 2.5 milliseconds at the 1530 nanometers, and the other is 2 nanosecond pulse at 3010 nanometers. This distribution was obtained after the second test. And when we measure the 2 kinds of pulses separately, we obtain the 2 photocarrier number distributions. And multi-peak structure can be seen on all distributions. And you can see that this value agrees well with the summation of the 2 kinds of pulses. In this case, CAPD cannot distinguish the events, but the this result implies that CAPD has high linearity. Okay, I'd like to summarize my talk. we demonstrated the photon number laser beam detector at telecom wavelengths by using the indium gallium arsenide pinhole diode and the gallium arsenide junction FET with a charge integration amplifier. We name it the charge integration photon detector, CIPD, and the quantum efficiency of the indium gallium arsenide pinhole diode is about 80% at 4.2 Kelvin for 50-30 nanometers. And measurements of photocarrier number distributions at 40 Hz are demonstrated with a signal-to-noise ratio about 3. And we have demonstrated the ability of identifying various photon statistics by direct measurement. Thank you. Thank you for your attention.